We were actually, yes, in the Army, but we were getting ready to go overseas in September, and the war ended in August, and the Surgeon General said he wanted everybody to stay stateside because all of the wounded were coming back.
So then you said you did that for a year.
Yeah.
And you never knew what happened to the people, like the guys. You never, I guess it would have been hard or impossible to keep in touch, right, over the years. But
most of them, I think most of them when I left were still there. That's the kind of, it was a neurosurgeon, you know, we did, I spent 4 months in the operating room where they were doing a lot of surgery, you know, and it was an incredible place. It was an unbelievable place, and the great part of it was that we were able to get a lot of people in from New York that would come in and entertain. Bob Hope was there. Frank Sinatra was there. I have a funny story to tell you about Bob Hope. When the general comes into the auditorium, of course, he has a special seat. So before the general came in, we were all there, and I had taken a sergeant, you know, wheeled him in. So Bob Hope comes out prior to the show, and he starts to talk to all the GIs, and he sees this one fella sitting in a corner, and he goes, "What are you doing way over there?" He says, "Come on over here." He said, "Take a seat right there." That was the general's seat. "Just sit there. It's the best seat in the house, and you stay there." Well, we're all, you know, with, oh my goodness. So the General DeVoe, his name was, came in with his group, and we're all standing saluting him, and we're hysterical because we know. And the General, and this GI's just sitting there, and Bob Hope's up on the stage, and the General makes his left-hand turn to go and get a seat, and the kid is still sitting there. Well, the patients were absolutely hysterical. Everybody was laughing, and finally Bob Hope came off the stage and explained to the general, and the general shook the GI's hand, and of course it was all over. But everybody, I mean, I saw people laughing and crying from the laughter that I'd never seen do that before. So that was the great part of that particular hospital, that they bring these people in. And many times, even up on the wards, they would be there entertaining. So they were never really left to really think about things. There was always something going on. And so it was helpful. It was great for the fact that they laughed a lot. And that was what it was all about. Make them laugh. I would do funny things that, I mean, I came on the ward one time and they had a 10cc syringe filled with, like, tomato juice and, you know, and I went chasing after this. And it was, everybody was laughing, but you had to take things and not ever get angry about it, just fun things. And that's what we did. And that's what I just loved being there. My mother said when I left, I cried, and that's how I felt about it. I really enjoyed that year there.